DeWine says there are indications that the curfew ordered 3 weeks ago is helping to slow the rate of increase in the number of COVID-19 cases in Ohio, but the numbers are still going up at an alarming rate. Health officials reported over 11,700 new cases Thursday afternoon and 111 new deaths attributed to COVID-19. There were 452 new admissions to hospitals, 31 to intensive care units, and there are a record 5,110 Ohioans currently hospitalized with COVID-19. State Medical Director Dr. Bruce Vanderhoff says hospitals are reaching dangerous levels and hitting another one of the indicators the CDC uses to measure the severity of the pandemic. One in four hospital patients has been admitted because of COVID-19. In ICU units, the number is more than one in three.
There is so much COVID in that busy ICU that there may not be room for patients with other conditions. When we look at the map and see that 5 out of 8 of our regions are tripping indicator 7, and the other three are very close, we know they're very busy with critical volumes of COVID-19.
Statewide hospital occupancy is already at 75%, and ICU occupancy is over 80. Hospitalizations lag behind cases, so the continued rise in new cases will lead to even more strain on the hospitals in the coming days and weeks. Governor DeWine calls the next 3 weeks the most important in the pandemic.
We're heading into the biggest holiday season of the year. We're doing this while riding the biggest wave of COVID-19 that we've had so far. What each of us does in the next 21 days is really going to set us on the path, good or bad, for the next year. We cannot afford, on the very eve of a safe and effective vaccination, to further overwhelm our hospitals and healthcare providers with a holiday tsunami.
DeWine is extending the statewide curfew through January 2nd, although variances have been issued for four major sporting events: the Columbus Crew MLS Championship game on Saturday, Bengals and Browns games on Monday, and the anticipated conference championship game at the University of Cincinnati.
These events have run consistently with the protocols that we're asking all Ohioans to follow. Spectators at these events wear a mask. They are socially distanced. There's added safety that they are in a large venue and that they are held outside.
Now that the Food and Drug Administration has officially approved Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine, DeWine says three hospitals are prepared to become staging points for the distribution of the shots, which are expected to arrive early next week. But it may be months before the state is able to vaccinate a significant percentage of the population. In the meantime, DeWine asked Ohioans to continue to follow the guidelines of masks, hand washing, and staying at home, with the additional holiday advisory to celebrate small and keep interactions with others short.